Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir.
It's us.
I'm Madman.
I'm 9.
We are the Rise Guys After Hours.
That's us, After Hours right now, because it's currently 10:38 a.m. Eastern.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what my phone says.
Okay.
This computer says 10:37. This other computer says 10:38. And this thing don't tell time no more.
That's very symbolic of the America we live in today.
And the phone over here, the landline isn't connected, so it don't tell time either.
According to my Apple iWatch, it's 10:40.
Yeah. We were going to have Arn Anderson on the podcast next week, but we have no way to record it, so I guess not.
Listen to that.
On this podcast next week, we're going to have... he can call us, but we can't record him. So we have his time available to us to do an interview with him, but we can't record the damn thing, so we ain't going to do it.
And
sorry, Arn, we have to apologize.
What's more odd about that is...
we've been asking him to fix it for 2 months.
For those of you who don't know, WWE Hall of Famer, wrestling legend, and 1/4 of the greatest stable to ever be in professional wrestling, the Four Horsemen. He and his son, when they were in the area recently...
it was Brock Anderson.
We're going to be... You know, they said, hey, we can actually come by the studio. And because of... you know, this is before COVID was over. We can't have any visitors in the building, so we had to pass on it now. And it's like, I think Arn Anderson is going to start to think we really just don't want him on the show.
Yeah.
And that's the complete opposite.
No, we love Arn, man. I love the hell out of Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson's a national treasure. He's one of my very favorites of all time.
He scared the, last year, my birthday, again, going his trip.
Did he have his Glock? Is that why he scared you?
No. You know, just run into him in the lobby. And
yeah, it's Arn.
But he scared me as a child when I had lucked out and had decent seats at this wrestling show at the Greenville Memorial, because I always say Memorial.
Memorial.
Auditorium. And I was close enough as he was coming down to the ring. I want to say it was with Ole. I really do.
Probably was.
You know, they're the bad guys, and I look around to make sure Aunt Brenda, who was my escort that night, was not looking, and I slowly like put the middle finger up, and he looked at me and flipped me off back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was like clinging to Aunt Brenda's leg. I just read your lips.
No.
You said, I wish he would shut up.
No, it's just that the level was real hot when you went real hot.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what
you did say that.
Yeah, what I meant in the mouth was like bring it down. But yeah, it was just
calm it down.
Yeah, it just peaked real hard there. You see that one spot where it did on the waveform in front of me?
Oh.
So I was looking at that and like, no, we can't.
It's like, oh God, I wish he would shut up.
It's too much.
I wish he would quiet down a little bit.
Yeah, not that much, just a little bit. Yeah, but I ain't saying you were excited though.
It scared the hell out of me.
But I was just looking at the you gotta speak up more than that now. Look at the level.
Piss my pants.
It's now they can't hear you.
But the problem is that we can't. That's so good because I can read your.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some tight pants today. I could see that happening there. But we can't. And we wanted to do the Q&A thing again.
Yeah.
I actually, like a fool, said like 3 or 4 weeks ago, hey, next week we're going to do the Q&A thing.
Yeah, we couldn't get anybody on the phone, though.
Oh, sorry, Rawls Galls. We don't have a phone line in your studio that you record stuff, a telephone.
Yeah.
We could video broadcast from in here.
Maybe.
Listen, do you get paid every time you say that?
Man, I wish. I'm not going to do that.
No, never.
I can't go out of the budget.
So, yeah, that'll be fixed.
Eventually.
Saw an email yesterday. We got a new engineer. So
yeah.
Things are happening.
I thought he was one.
I think
he's been doing it for like a year.
He got a certification.
Okay. He's ASC certified now.
He's ocean approved now.
Oh, okay. Man, I'll tell you real quick. Ocean. Before we move off the subject, well, you know, we'll lose listeners if we keep talking about wrestling too much.
Which sucks.
It does.
But
it's one of our favorite things. I know some of y'all hate it, though. But at this point in my life, there's nobody I'd rather watch wrestle than Bret Hart, Ricky Steamboat, and Arn Anderson. Above everybody else. Those are like three guys I can just watch all day long.
Yeah. Three-way dance. No, you mean their individual match?
Yeah. There's a couple Bret Steamboat matches out there to be seen.
That's where you and I greatly differ. And that's where me and our buddy Cash Dash greatly differ.
Yeah, because you don't understand good wrestling.
But no, Bret Hart never touched me in an emotional way.
There ain't nobody better in the ring, man.
But I have
wrestle circles around whoever you think's better than him.
For me, it's the total package, and I'm not talking Luger.
He was great from 88 to 91.
He wasn't. I don't know what his character really was. A hitman? So is he a paid assassin?
No, he's a wrestling hitman. Like he's the hitman in the ring.
But he wasn't though. I mean, he wasn't like a gun for hire. The hitman.
Well, it started out when he was a heel. It's a cool nickname.
But listen, buddy, Thomas Hearns started that shit. You leave it to him to get it going.
The Ultimate Warrior wasn't really a warrior, even though he changed his legal name to Warrior.
I didn't care for him either.
Mm-hmm. But with Kamala was from Mississippi, not Uganda.
Well, he was a Harris. I had to be a fan. But he never really, with wrestling, for me, it's got to be good on the microphone. You got to have a good, either not a gimmick necessarily, but like a good look, you know, ring presence.
Earthquake was not really shifting tectonic plates.
And couldn't talk on the microphone. That's why he had a menagerie.
No, but Bret could. You just don't give enough credit for it.
Look, and I like to, just like I like my products, I like my wrestlers.
You're being difficult.
American made. Unless Edge is listening right now.
Mm-hmm. See, he's from Canadian, too.
Well, you see where he's living now, though.
He's Nashville.
That's right.
Well, hell, Brock Lesnar moved to Canada. They got one back.
Well, that's one that finally they realize, oh, my God, he can talk on his own, and he's actually pretty
good.
He's
doing a great job. But anyway, man, right before we came in here to do the podcast, we were outside for a few minutes.
Getting some fresh air.
Yeah. So I pulled up in my car because I had to go up the store. And as I pulled in, one of our sales guys was pulling in, and he has a car very similar to mine. Beautiful car.
Salesperson.
So. Yeah, he's a sales guy.
Maybe.
He's a sales dude. He is.
I don't know his pronoun, dude.
I know Bill's sales guy, but anyway, he pulls up in a car similar to mine. He revs a little bit, just playing around and stuff. And every time I talk to him now, he's sitting in the driver's seat of that car, looking out the window, and just beaming with pride because he loves that big American car, right?
American Muscle.
Yeah, American Muscle, man.
That was my first radio name.
Yeah.
American Muscle, man.
And every time I see that, I think the same thing about how, man, in my entire life, and I know you agree with it because we've talked about this before. We might even have mentioned it briefly on this podcast. We know we mentioned it on another show at some point. But the most fun part of traveling is driving there and riding there and being in the car on the way there. Like the most fun part of going to any baseball game or football game or wrestling show or any of that is the ride.
Absolutely.
The ride to and fro is way better than the damn event.
Yeah. It's like Dewey Cox said.
Yeah. But now now I'm sad we're losing that, you know? Because we can't hop in the electric car and drive to Greensboro and back in the same day on the same charge. You know what I mean? You can't do it.
I don't know. Look, as long as I don't ever want to have an electric car unless the government makes me.
Yeah. And they are. Everything's going to be electric by 2035.
But what's the charge life or mileage on a full battery of an economy-sized vehicle?
I don't know that any of them, the straight electrics, will make it 500 miles on a charge. So if you're doing a 500-mile round trip trying to do it on one charge, you have to stop and pull over and charge for a while. And it's much easier to pull over for 5 minutes and pump gas, you know?
Why not solar, like put a solar panel on the roof or something? I mean, nobody's going to see
man.
It.
I'm not an truckers. Engineer. I couldn't. I don't know.
I thought you were the one they hired.
No, I do not
fix
work.
Fix the phones, nine.
I do not work for Elon Musk.
Fix the phones.
I call him Elon now.
Fix the phones, nine.
Like Tiger's ex-wife, Elon.
Nah, Elon Musk.
Yeah. But, and I think that's becoming a lost thing. It makes me so sad because the young people nowadays have no desire to do that. You know, they'd rather fly up there and fly back the next day or something.
Well,
and that's not nearly as much fun. That's a stressful travel experience, whereas hopping in the car and running up the road, that's fun.
I have to work back to something since you said the guy's name. The guy that has a similar American Muscle car to you.
Yeah.
Pulled up. So I joined you on that little,
you were there.
You had to go get a drink and went up the road. You slung me around in that car. I said I need to get a dash cam in there, and that would be a podcast.
It's
not
going
to be like a getting coffee or nothing, but it's going to ride with Nine as he goes to get a drink, and Matt is with him, and they talk podcast because it was fun. But revving up the engine, yeah, every time I've seen that, he's so proud of that car, and every time I've seen him, this guy you were talking about, Bill, that works here, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I've never seen him walking upright.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he the Franklin Delano of Roosevelt of our building?
Man, he might be.
I mean, I'm serious.
No, I've seen him upright.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've seen him upright, yeah.
I've only seen his head on email and then him in his car.
Yeah.
You ever had anybody try to race you yet in that damn
car? Oh, yeah, man. I see people get going, yeah.
You pull a Marty McFly and throw it in reverse?
The last person who tried to race me was driving a one of those companies that responds to disasters, floods, and fires and stuff like that. One of those. There's several. This is one of the two biggest ones I'm familiar with.
Is it the one that shortens the name just to word economy?
Yeah, I think you're thinking about the same one. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, one of their vans tried to race me off a red light when I'm on my way home a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, this is an older van, man. This is an older van. And, you know, I'm like, I hit the gas and I was just going to get in front of him, but he was trying to keep up with me. And next thing I know, he's doing 85 beside me. Now, he's about topped out at 85, and I'm just casually cruising at 85. So I let him get up to 85, and then I went around him, and then I slowed down.
First off, okay.
You should raise me in a Chevy Express van. Come on, man.
Two things. One, the one you're mentioning, actually, I have three things. The place you're mentioning, they're franchised, so you can't call and like report them.
Oh, yeah, they're all the same. I tweeted the company about it. They were laughing, and a bunch of the franchises were laughing. It was fun.
They don't care.
They don't care. I knew they wouldn't because that kind of business, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a damn. The other thing is, I noticed that you asked Bill, the guy who we now understand does have use of his legs.
Yeah.
I heard you say to him, hey, how fast have you got yours up to?
Yeah.
And he knew the number, and then you knew your number.
Yeah, about the same number, too.
I don't know that in my car. I drive a 4Runner. It's got some get up and go in it, but I don't know how fast I've ever driven it.
Yeah.
So, as an American muscle car owner, that's kind of a cool little exchange. I've never seen any other 4Runners and say, hey,
yeah,
you climbed many hills in this bitch?
Yeah, you've been off-roading that thing? Well, 99% of 4Runner owners say, nah, man, I ain't never taken off the pavement. I never even drove it in the grass in the yard.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want it to get screwed up.
No,
but that's kind of that
it's
cool.
It's expensive to maintain off-road vehicles.
That cool little, have you joined a Facebook group yet?
No, or? I've been invited to a car club, though.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I just go drive.
You have to get jumped in for that?
Or? I don't think so. Yeah. Well, jumper cables, yeah. They have
to be you're going to need nipples.
No, they get right in the balls, man.
Yeah, dude, all these, I think about even with you and I, Jimmy, all the places we've been up and down these roads.
Yeah, daddy.
We've been to all over, and the places we've been do not even compare to the trips there. I have more memories of the trips there. Like, for instance, with me and you and our buddy Dave and I forget who else, Sibilio.
Yeah.
Going to a Braves game. We had issues with all this various traffic and parking because we didn't have a Lexus and all that stuff. And it was Jason Hayward's first game ever.
No, it was Dave Guido's wife was with us that day.
Is
Amber,
that what it was?
Amber, not Moa. Oh. I can see how you make that mistake.
No, well, no, I know why I made that mistake. It's because that game y'all went without me. Y'all got on TV, and I took a picture of y'all sitting in the outfield. And I was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was happy for y'all. I was pissed that I didn't go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was.
Dave Brito. Dave Brito's
we'll
brother.
Oh, name?
Dave Brito's brother, Eric, was there.
Yeah, he has a brother named Eric?
Yeah, Eric Guido.
I didn't know that. But we... So I think Jason Hayward, who now turned out, I mean, he's a good utility player.
He's still playing, but he's making damn good money too.
But his first at bat hits a freaking home run.
Yeah.
And we listened to it on the radio right outside.
We can hear it out the windows, man.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely good.
But that's the big takeaway. It's always the road trip. It's always like, if you're driving, do you prepare a playlist? Or is the person that's riding with you, is that their job? Or do you even give a shit?
Yeah, I definitely care what we listen to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But do you pre-plan a road trip playlist?
No, I just play my music.
Yeah,
I just hit play on my thing and it plays my music.
Yeah,
it'll play different stuff, and I, you know, search for specific things if I want to, and somebody else can
listen to this podcast and whatnot.
Yeah, somebody else can play music as long as they play from my selections of music and don't go looking up shit I don't listen to.
Oh well, that's where it comes.
If I'm driving, we listen to what I want to listen to. I'm always driving because I want to listen to what I want to listen to.
I have a unique palette of music.
Yeah, I do too. Whatever it is, I want to hear at the times what I want to hear, and I don't want to hear nothing else.
Especially if I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Driver picks the music. That's got to be a rule, right? It's got to be a rule. Driver's choice.
Well, it may be. I mean, you know, depends. Is the driver a man or a woman?
Yeah, but, you know, this conversation we're having about road trips and muscle cars and things, it's ultimately how they're going to get dudes like you and me in the metaverse.
No.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you more after this quick break.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice, right?
It is good.
Yeah. So, yeah, how do you think that, you don't think that? Now, I don't
explain
want to part
metaverse, because honest to God, my mom asked me this. Hey, baby, my mother. And even I, who have a little bit of glimpse into that world and vow to never enter it, I had a hard time explaining that to her in her way of understanding it.
I mean, you know,
put on goggles and live life the way you want it to be.
Yeah, it's like virtual reality.
That is it.
Yeah, that's exactly the term for it.
Ready Player One.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, think about it. Like, you're familiar with the concept of Westworld, which is a tremendous concept, an interesting movie. Neither the movie or the show are as good to me as the concept itself.
Was that the one about the White House?
No.
That was West Wing.
That was West Wing, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you're familiar with Westworld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, again, neither the
it
show
was Kevin
or the,
Costner, or the, and he was on this floating apparatus.
Such, that's Waterworld. Such a great concept is Westworld, but again, neither the show or the movie really do it as well as I think it should be done or the way I would love to see it.
It's kind of like the way I feel about Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
People have been telling me forever because of things I'm interested in. Dude, watch that
Maybe
show.
You love it.
And then I watched him like,
not for me.
It's not that's not the way I would have done it.
Yeah, exactly. Westworld's probably the biggest, people love it, it's critically acclaimed and all that, but it's the biggest miss for me personally as far as a great concept and a bad execution.
What's it about?
It's about a Wild West theme park where you can go like live in the Wild West for a week or two or however long you want to stay.
Is it like Magic Valley?
Fully immersive. Like, yeah. You're there in that time, in that place, in that garb, and everybody, that most of the people you interact, there are real people there that are on vacation there like you are, but all the mainstays are robotic characters. So you're in there banging robots and stuff at the brothels and having shootouts with robot outlaws.
And you don't
them.
Know if they're a real person or if it's a robot?
They usually do. It's just, but the concept of that experience.
Sounded like
is,
they live.
The concept of that experience is tremendous. I mean, and that. Obviously, and for in real terms, in our lifetime, would take place in the metaverse. Now, imagine this.
You still haven't explained this to me as I could my mother.
Virtual reality.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Imagine this. If you could go and do the metaverse thing, put your goggles on, and you're just embedded in you're in like the 1970s.
Okay.
Living in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around in like an old 70s Camaro or something, man, going eating disco biscuits and going disco dancing.
Can I go for the Fur Burger instead?
Yeah, at a damn Bee Gees concert at Greenville Memorial Auditorium in 1977. It probably didn't even happen. Right?
I don't know.
That's how they're going to get people like us in the metaverse. They're going to take away every real thing we like, our muscle cars and our V8 engines and our road trips and every damn thing we like. And the only place we'll be able to get a taste of it is to go use our time machine, headrest, goggles on the couch and sit around like the Matrix, stupid on the couch, living in the 70s in our heads. That's the only way they're going to be able to do the things we enjoy eventually. That's what it's coming to. That's how they get us in the metaverse. They take it all away, and that's the only place to get anything fun.
It's almost, follow me here, it's almost like if The Sims, the show, the game and all that, if The Sims started playing a video game on there. You follow me on
absolutely
that?
Absolutely right, yeah. It's like when you're playing Grand Theft Auto and you're playing a video game within the video game or something. Or like you're playing Grand Theft Auto and you're throwing darts.
Yeah.
Or the next one will have axe throwing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That'll be a game, axe throwing.
Chaos room.
Yeah.
Escape room.
Yeah, I'm in the smash it room.
Wow. I won't do that.
Well, if they strip away so many things that you really enjoy in life, then you might consider it. Especially when you're a little older and you miss it and there's nothing going on except everybody running around in gray clothes.
The only thing, and this is maniacal too, and I learned this from one of these movies I watched. I think it was Replicas.
Matching gray outfits for everyone.
One of those, you can thank Kanye for that. One of those movies where it's like your brain, they actually figure out a way to, almost like that Neuralink thing that Elon's trying to work up, where you can actually decide to record memories, or if your memory bank gets full, you can go through like you do your phone already.
Yeah.
If it says, oh, you're getting full on your cloud, you're like, you know what? I took this picture. I don't really give a damn about it right now, so I'm going to delete it. And if I could wear some kind of Oculus glasses and record my point of view, because like, you know, I got a grandson now, and every day, almost every day, my daughter will send me photos or a video.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos mean a million times more than just staring at that photo. Yeah. I'll tell her, like, do a live photo so I can see, like, 3 seconds of them jiggling around.
Yeah, moving, yeah.
It's the best. So if I could go back, but at the same time, I would constantly live in the past, and my future would be halted.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what, I mean, that's ultimately... what happens?
That's,
like, the news story we did on the Rise Guys Morning Show this morning about how nostalgia is an effective pain reliever in a study they did.
Oh, yeah, that's when, yes, we were talking about the endorphins released by retail therapy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we're talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Man, see, that's where it would get me. Like, the other thing that, you know, you mentioned on the, you mentioned our morning show, the Rise Guys, is that the thought of, looking at photo albums.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell you, man, I mean, I go back. Do I have any regrets in my life?
Where's my bell?
I have a few. But do I, though? Because am I happy with the way my life is right now? In fact, I am.
Yeah.
So going back and changing those things. So my point is, when I go back and I look at photo albums and stuff, yes, I miss my father. Yes, I miss one grandparent. But
one, just one.
But it usually brings me sadness and stuff, so I don't want to see it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm putting regret and remorse and sadness and missing and loneliness perhaps into this time that is the present that's keeping me from celebrating what might be the future.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
And it's like the throwback stuff that we talked about, how the 80s were the throwback for a while. Now people are 90s fashion stuff coming back, or it's been back for a while, but that burn on that with the generations. It's because it reminds you of the time when you didn't have anything to worry about except getting laid and if your cell phone bill was paid.
Yeah.
Or if you had enough minutes, or whatever it might be.
Man, that's kind of still my life, except I don't really worry about getting laid anymore.
It's because we're getting paid now. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's that thing where it's like an escape. You know, I remember as a small child, I would have a stressful day. I'd be the last one to be chosen at dodgeball. And
yeah, dodgeball day sucked as a big small kid.
And I watched a lot of TV.
You were a large small child.
I was a large small child. I would buy men's pants and they'd cut them off the knees.
I know it sucked.
And I remember I'd get in the bathtub and I would get in there and I'd scream Calgon.
Yeah. Because
that's what the TV commercial said. If you had a rough day, go to the bathroom. Calgon, take me away.
And should have heard him when Herbal Essences came out. Taking a shower.
Oh, I have what she's having. And, you know, there was an escape then. So the escape is, what do we do when we watch wrestling? We know that it's all predetermined or whatever.
The hell it is.
Still real to me, damn it. But it's an escape. Uh-huh. And folks listening to this show right
now. Watch movies.
You're working out or you're...
If you're doing cardio and listen to this, you're escaping from that cardio, but listen to this.
It's when you listen to music, it's maybe like the soundtrack for whatever you're doing, or it's an escape.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I go hiking with my friend Michael, and he's on Vicodin, I don't have a friend named Michael or any access to Vicodin, if I go and don't take my earbuds and don't listen to music, it sucks.
And man, sometimes I really want my earbuds if I don't feel like cutting grass, if I'm excited to go cut grass, because it takes about 2 hours to do my yard.
Yeah.
Then I just ride around listening to the lawnmower hum. But sometimes you want to escape from it. Other times you want to be immersed in it. That's the same thing, I think, with hiking or working out or anything, right?
Say it right.
Hiking?
Hiking.
Hiking with Michael.
he hiked his leg with Michael.
He's a Viking.
He needs some knuckle. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like talking to you.
That's fun, man. This is a fun one.
How can we monetize this?
Do a podcast.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Record it as a podcast and upload it to Odyssey.
Yeah, okay. Then why don't we do that and then make plans to do another one next week? We'll start a whole thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, cool.
We'll monetize that. Now, theoretically, I'm going to ask you this before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you guys are getting this one as soon as it's recorded. We're recording this on Wednesday, and I'm going to upload it as soon as we're done.
Yeah, that's why it's like maybe an hour and a half late.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half late. But
you can blame Rick Irwin.
It's an hour and a half late getting to you, but it's so much fresher than the ones you get from Tuesday on Wednesday.
That's true, because we're talking about like real stuff that's happening. Like
fresh.
Last night was a State of the Union. Think about that.
Yeah. Now, where would you go in the metaverse if you were going to take one of those trips, go hang out somewhere? Like my thing would be the 70s, you know, driving around, hanging out in the 70s. You could go to like the 60s, like late 60s, California, driving around in a Woody, surfing, riding around with some beach bunnies, some hot California blondes, you know, dudes like that.
You know the reality of that, big mind blank is that we base that off of pop culture and we think that we're going to go to California, we're going to get a Woody, and we're going to hang out with the Beach Boys.
I'm pretty sure that in the metaverse, you can just go do whatever.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. There's no chance of running into your parents.
Yeah, you're not going to be poor in the metaverse.
Okay. That was mean, but true.
Hey, the same thing applies to me, man.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. It would.
You could be at a speakeasy in the 20s, man. Listen to some jazz.
I don't know. Here I am saying I'd never do that. Now I'm contemplating what I would do.
Because that seems to be to me where things like that are going. They're stripping away a lot of fun things from life, and they're going to wind up the only place to experience that kind of thrill is in the metaverse. You could be driving a Formula One car somewhere. You could be racing the Indy 500, the very first one. You'd be doing the Daytona race on the sand.
Could you, if you had a self-driving car, in the future, because now I know you can't.
You can't drive your own car unless you wipe your own ass either.
Maybe they're invalid. Jimmy, here's the question.
Yeah.
If you're in a self-driving car, this is in the future where they're like now they're saying if they see you with a cell phone in your hand in South Carolina, they can charge you or write you a ticket just in your hand.
So you gotta hold it down.
Hold it down. Question. Hold on. I'm working back to
it.
Cell phone. Oh yeah. So if you're doing the self-driving car, could you put on the Oculus goggles and make it look like you're driving somewhere else?
I don't.
Do you feel that moving with you?
I'm sure you could, and I'm sure eventually it'll be an immersive enough experience that you will feel like you're moving. You know, kind of like how when you're in the movie theater, and you know they have the roller coaster made of film at the beginning with the snacks and stuff.
I'd still put my hands in
there. Dude, you get that feeling
at
from
AMC.
That. So think about the being the VR stuff's even more immersive than that.
Okay, so here's my question. Rather than saying I would go to Woodstock or anything like crap like that.
Yeah, you don't go to Woodstock, probably stunk, man.
If I had doo-doo everywhere.
Oh, yeah, nasty.
If I had a self-driving car and we're in the future and that it's legal to do this, I would do it with the variant or the application that I could look around where I really am.
Yeah, I get that.
And see what it looked like at a certain time.
Yeah, I like that. That I'm sure you might be able to do that too. You
that's
know?
A sign of being an old fart. I've come to terms with it now. To hell with it. I love driving around this area and pointing out to people, it used to be a Wendy's. Or, you see, that used to be a Pizza Hut right there. I know that Pizza Hut because I lied about it being my birthday one time thinking I got a free dessert and they didn't give you anything. And mom's out telling you that you're going to go to hell for lying about it.
I was sitting in a long line of traffic yesterday and I was thinking to myself, man, I miss old Greenville. I remember you'd be out in rush hour traffic 20 years ago in Greenville and it was half what it is now, you know? I'm sitting a mile from the red light trying to get out to Saltwater Kitchen to eat dinner with you. Mm. And
thank you. Thought you were going to ghost me.
Yeah, it's so hoo-shaw.
Hoo-shaw.
It wouldn't have been like that back in the day.
But wouldn't that be fun, though? You just drive around and you see maybe through the eyes of you as a child, like what you saw back then. Because
oh, yeah.
Like my mother and my grandmother used to tell me, like the first word that I ever read was the word gas.
Yeah.
And it was because it was on the, it was Jay's, Mr. Jordan's, Jimmy, right there at Poe Mill.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that place.
But I don't know that to be true. I think I just associated it with, that's where we always go to get gas.
Yes.
I'd love to go back. But then again, I have the mind of an adult, correct?
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
That makes it tough.
Yeah, I think you'd still have to be grown, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that, you know, that would also go into the porn industry. You know, you can buy these different whatnots up at Adam and Eve that are shaped like porn stars, vaginas and whatnot.
Yeah, you can.
And
how many of those you got now?
14. But look, mm-hmm. I got the Seven Dwarfs version, which counts as seven, even though they're like quarter size. But, you know, you'll be able to immerse yourself into that. Like, what was it like when Trump was banging Stormy?
Oh, yeah, right?
From Louisiana, which I just found out,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
What's up to those in New Orleans, friends of Stormy?
She's from Louisiana. You're right about that.
Do you stand with Stormy? Yes.
I do not.
I kneel with her, though.
Yeah. Not beside her, though.
No.
Not unless you got it on a face shield.
No. Give me my miner's helmet.
Ain't that fun?
Oh, Jimmy, I've had a good time here today.
I've had a great time, man. This was a really fun episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah, if
Rise Guys,
if you enjoyed yourself, let us know. We would really appreciate it if you've heard us talk about, you know, things on the Rise Guys Morning Show, and you're like, going more in depth on this. We have a blank canvas, and when I say blank, it's not like for a bad word.
No, you know,
talk about anything. You can hit me up. I'm on social media, not on Facebook, but all the other ones. I'm on Snapchat. I don't really own that much. Hold on. Twitter and Instagram is my main haunts. At O'Matthew, that's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Yeah.
O'Matthew.
See, I don't think if you do yours and I do mine, they'll add us both. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I did it slow, so they could, like.
I think it's just a waste to go ahead and do mine. I think we just wrap up.
You don't want to do yours?
I just don't think. They add you, they ain't going to add me, too.
Well, hopefully they've added us both. I'm just saying, communicate to us.
Yeah, you can find me at Nueve on Twitter, or you can find me at 9Rules on Instagram.
You need to get a link tree.
No, I'm good.
For Jimmy Jack Jackie.
That's me.
And for?
For Matt Man as well.
What's
that's
the
him.
Normal clothes we do here?
I don't know. You just say bye, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye, I think.
You.
All right, get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.